All right, let's bring in the history maker tonight, the goaltender with his 10th career shutout, which breaks the Blades' all-time franchise record previously held by Andre Makarov at 9. Ladies and gentlemen, Nolan Meyer. Where's the applause? Goodness gracious. It's like a library in here. Well, I'm trying to make it more out of what we've gotten here. I mean, it's not like we have 1,000 people or anything like that. But you'll take whatever crowd it is and take the accolades. Congratulations to you. That's incredible. Very nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What does it mean to you? What's the significance of now having this record? Because it's something that is a team record as well. You have to have the team in front of you. And yet you hear what Crink says. You maybe hear what Brendan Sonny says about, you know, leaving you to your own devices at times. This was a shutout that you probably had to earn a little bit in the final 30 minutes.
I think just by watching the game, you guys know how good we played as a team in the front, in the first. And then even the second and the third, it just they didn't leave too many chances that I had to come up with. So it's just thankful to have those guys up there going for me tonight.
Any one save that stands out for you?
Probably near the end, it was just a kind of shot on net, and then there was a tip right in front. And I was able to catch my shoulder, and we just kind of be able to keep the play going.
There were a few tips late, and those are always the most difficult because you're already bracing yourself to go one way, and suddenly there it's going the other way, and it's pretty much a helpless feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is almost. I think you just honestly have to rely on your positioning at that point, and luckily I was in the right spot.
Nice to be able to have the whole team really, though, bounce back tonight and come up with this sort of an effort after the game against Brandon where you had things going your way early and then the second period sort of turned things around.
Yeah, that was a big thing for us. I think we wanted to kind of play a full 60 minutes. I know it's pretty cliche to say that, but we kind of let up against Brandon, and to be able to come back a couple days later and really play a pretty complete game. It wasn't perfect, but, I mean, it never really is. So I think it was a good response from our team.
I know the answer to this already, but are you ready to go again tomorrow night against Moose Jaw?
Yeah.
The Warriors themselves, that's a pretty good team. I mean, you know that they were pretty good in their home building on opening night, but you guys flipped the script on them on night two here. What do you need to be able to do that you did here on the Saturday night at home in their building from the first night?
I think they got a lot of firepower, so I think it's just us being able to contain it and just knowing when to pick our moments and not be safe, but just err on the side of caution and just play defense and then score when we get our chances too.
Congratulations, man.
Thank
26
you.
Saves for your 10th career shutout, first of the season. Hopefully there's many more. You make the record impossible to catch. All the best tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Nolan Meyer of the Saskatoon Blades.